This is IGN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
A quick, casual city builder above, a dungeon building miner below. This is your IGN review of Steam World Build by John Boulding. I'm not sure I've seen a more original premise for a city builder than grow a frontier boomtown populated entirely by retro-futuristic steam-powered robots in a long time. That makes SteamWorld Build a refreshing drink of water in a trackless desert compared to the many, many trend-chasing builders we've seen over the last few years. And while you build a town above, it sets itself apart further by having you simultaneously excavate a mine below in search of both mineral resources and pieces of ancient technology that can be used to escape your dying planet. It's a short, sweet city builder that doesn't do too much new beyond that setup, but uses the parts it has to make a fun whole experience I know I'll revisit in the future. As has been the case for a decade, the SteamWorld games have a really well-established palette of character designs, colors, and even sounds to draw from. The result is a game world stylistically on par with much larger, more established franchises, like the Warcraft universe, that adapts really well to different genres without losing its visual distinction, personality, and setting. That's still true in SteamWorld Build, where the goofily stylized robots that chug along to the same twangy country western guitar tracks with the same silly voices are as charming as ever. It's a planet of steam-powered robots that all have accents like a Scandinavian person pretending to be from the Old West, and by God, does it still work here. SteamWorld Build's central rules are nothing new in a city builder. You provide citizens with services and produce goods, both of which let you eventually upgrade those same citizens to higher tiers, settlers to engineers, to aristobots, to scientists, and unlock new buildings that offer even more stuff for that next tier of bots. If you're looking for a deep simulation of each citizen's needs, you won't find anything like that here, but the simplicity is a strength in its own ways. But it's not entirely cut and dry, as your town simultaneously spreads underground. You'll recruit miners, prospectors, and mechanics to excavate, extract, and improve your mining works. At first, you'll focus on finding easily removed chunks of ore and dirt and rock, but later you have to supply expendable tools like pickaxes and drills to remove harder stone obstructions. And while the resources you find above initially support the mine works, eventually that flip-flops as the town needs the oil, water, and old tech you excavate below. There's a simple yet satisfying loop as engineers from the town help you recruit mechanics to work underneath it, who then install and maintain auto-extracting machines on resource veins you find, growing your tunnels further so you can expand more and faster, both above and below. You'll eventually need security bots to keep the underground works functional and safe from whatever monstrous bugs and ancient threats you might dig up. They'll help protect your miners proactively, but you can also build traps and turrets to scare off enemies and defend your static base. It's a sort of dungeon keeper light, where the threats generally aren't threats at all until you dig them up on purpose, letting you take on fights at your own pace, at least at first. That's on top of a welcome range of difficulty settings that can make enemies anything from pushovers to a real consistent threat. That's a strong design decision for the kind of low-key city builder SteamWorld Build is, where disruptive attacks could end up feeling more annoying than challenging. The fact that it uses enemies as speed bumps to smooth out the pace of progression instead of a constant gauntlet to worry about is nice. As you dig and build, the train station above ground also gets regular visits from out-of-towners. In classic Old West fashion, this is a source of both money and things you can't otherwise make yourself. Building upgrades. Most buildings have an open slot or two to boost them, such as warehouses getting more storage space and workers to haul goods, resource producers getting a chance to make bonus items, or even just new picks and guns for the bots in the mines. You can also trade away excess goods for cash, which is nice. These upgrades are very simple, not complex enough to provide diverse build strategies to each new run, but they support your experience in a key way. If you don't enjoy figuring out ideal production rates, for example, you can just invest in bonus production and not think about your underperforming cactus juice farms ever again. From start to finish, it only took me about 8 hours to build a town, excavate the mines, and construct a rocket to escape Steamworld. This is a quick and simple city builder, which is both its greatest strength and what holds it back from being so much more. There are 5 maps with different terrain to work around, but the decisions you have to make while doing so aren't otherwise going to change very much. You'll build the same stuff every time with little variation. Making your way through the production chain and exploring those maps is plenty of fun, but it's just the one kind of fun, not a deep and engaging puzzle that unfolds and draws you deeper over time. SteamWorld Build is an enjoyable little city builder that doesn't give you grindy busy work or overstretch itself with bloated padding, focusing on a solid foundation of laying out a city and providing it with supplies. Its underground layer is a cool additional system that has you expanding, improving, and defending your mining operation in a way that matches the laid-back pace of the surface nicely. At the same time, SteamWorld Build's simplicity cuts both ways, and there isn't much variety on return trips aside from fitting the old bits into new maps. That makes it a refreshing city builder worthy of a few fun weekends, but not a particularly deep one I'm likely to boot up year after year. SteamWorld Build's IGN score? 7. Thanks for listening to IGN. My name is Tony Jackson, and for the latest SteamWorld Build updates, visit us at IGN.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.